You may be seated. Grace, friends, to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. Now, if you were here last week, you remember that I talked about how Noah, during one of our Faith 5 sessions, my son Noah, gave me the theme for my sermon for that week. And I was so delighted that gathering with my children around dinner to talk about, to share our highs and lows, to read scripture, to talk about it, to pray and bless each other, the Faith 5 practices, to do that, that I was delighted that I got a sermon out of it, that it was really great. Well, think of my delight when it happened again this week. It did. It happened again this week, but not with Noah, but instead with my 8-year-old son, Micah. I've already told Leah she's on for next week. So Leah needs to be on the process. So we're sitting around talking about the lesson, and we're talking about the gospel lesson that Jesus talks about today, you know, where he said, whatever you're faithful in very little, you're faithful in much. And it says you cannot serve God and wealth. And so I started talking to them about growing up in my small town of Boone, North Carolina. We had a house, and in our house, we had a beautiful wall hanging that said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. From Joshua. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I was telling the kids about that wall hanging that I would pass every single day on my way out the door. And many times, I told them, I would look at that and remember that, and that would actually help me during my day. I would be reminded to think about God's love for me. I'd be reminded to think about that my actions matter. I would be reminded that as I live in the world, I am living, trying to live for Jesus in whatever way I do as a young teen and as a person growing up. Well, as I said that, I also shared with them that sometimes I didn't look at it, and I would just walk right past it and forget it was there, and that happens, and that's okay. Well, as I was sharing that, Micah goes, yeah, kind of like you do now. And I just looked at him, and he said, yeah, because we have that very same sign in our house. And I went, huh? And then I remembered, duh. When we moved into our new house, guess what I did? I took this wall hanging that says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Guess what I did? I put it up where I would not miss it every single day. I put it above our front door so as I come down from my bedroom, I would see this sign every single day, and it would remind me, like it did in my home growing up, to serve God each and every day until that point that you forget it's there. Has it ever happened to you? Yes. Do you have things in your house that are awesome and you put them up and you forgot they were there? Well, thank you, Micah, for reminding me that indeed I have this in a very prominent place that undoubtedly I will forget about from time to time. But maybe not as long as I would have without my son sharing with me and reminding me what is very true about all of our lives. As we seek to follow God, as we seek to put God first in our lives, so often we can be distracted by so many other things. Jesus talks today about you cannot serve God, and it says wealth, but you know, it's more than that, because the word there is a word you may remember from other translations of the Bible. It said, you cannot serve God and mammon. Remember that? Well, mammon is more than just money, more than just wealth. It's anything in which we would put our trust. The mammon, the things with which we would put our energies and our focuses at the expense of everything else. That could be money, indeed. but it could be so much more. It could be so many other parts of our lives, whether it be the status that we might achieve or professional abilities that we may desire and want. It could be whatever. It could be politics. It could be a powerful military. It could be all of these things. Anything that we would serve first other than God. And it's so easy that even for all of us who are attempting to do that, those of us who desire to follow God, like me, a pastor who intentionally put up a sign to remind myself each and every day to follow God, we can still walk right past it, can't we? And sometimes even forget it's there. If we're going to actually live a life that seeks to follow God first at the expense of mammon, there's a couple things that I think would be helpful in helping us do that. Now, the first is going to sound pretty simple. It's going to be, we need to remember to do it. Kind of like remember that you have a sign above your door when you walk past it and remember what that sign means. But remembering has a very special place in the Bible. You may recall that at the beginning of the book of Exodus, we are told that the people are enslaved, and then we are told that the Lord remembered his covenant with the people. That God had made a covenant, God had made a promise to the people to be their God and they would be his people, and God remembered that covenant, and then we are told the story of God bringing Moses in to help lead the people from their captivity, from their slavery. God remembered. God remembered God's covenant. Fast forward to an empty tomb, the very first Easter. We are told that the women at the tomb show up. And as they do, they are met by these angels who say to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. Remember how he told you that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, crucified, and on the third day rise again." And our scripture tells us that the women remembered his words. And they went and told all the rest what had happened. Now, it's interesting. I would have thought that the people following Jesus, walking with Jesus, the women who were so invested in the movement and the way of Jesus, that as they go to his tomb, that I think, at least I would assume, that they would have remembered that Jesus said this was going to happen, right? Yet even they, in the midst of their fears, in the midst of their grief, in the midst of their uncertainties, they forgot. Too, they had to have angels remind them what Jesus had been saying all the time. And if that can happen to them, brothers and sisters, it makes sense it can happen to us, right? Yes. And so, remembering is the work of the people. Remembering is what we do for and with each other. We remind each other of the promise that God has made. We remind each other what God is indeed up to in our lives. Now, as we remember these things, then we're called to respond to them. To respond. When I remember that I have this wall hanging that says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." As I remember that, I now will respond through it. And like Kurt told us at the children's sermon, there's so many ways that we can respond as people of faith. There's so many ways that we can respond and put God before mammon. We do that in our lives with each other, moments when we can forgive each other, when we can help each other, when we can serve each other, when we can forgive ourselves, when we can see that God has said about you and me that all of us are special and unique, and we can see that in ourselves and each other. Opportunities to serve God are everywhere, all the time. And we're going to miss a lot of them, but thank be to God that there are going to be those times when we don't. And when they are right there in front of us, when we remember, then we can respond. Finally, after we remember, after we respond, we can rejoice. We can rejoice in the way that God uses us, but the way God uses others to impact us too. We can rejoice in the songs we hear that then, interestingly enough, help us remember what God has done, and then call us to response. And then as we respond and we see what God is up to, not only in our lives, but in the lives of those around us, then we can rejoice and say, thanks be to God for what you are doing. And when we do that, guess what? It's easier to remember. And when it's easier to remember, then it calls us to response. And then we respond, and then we rejoice, and then we rejoice, and then we remember, and then we remember, and we respond, and we respond, and we rejoice. And I think you see what happens then. We start living a life that serves the Lord. If there was one thing I would do to change this, other than maybe make it bigger and put neon signs on it so I wouldn't miss it every time I walk down the floor, down the stairs, is I might change it to be a little more communal. And to say, especially in light of our community of faith together, as for we and our house, we will serve the Lord. We will seek to help each other remember what God has done, is doing, is promised yes to do. We will help each other respond in faithfulness and service and love of God and neighbor, and we will come together and rejoice and give thanks for the wonderful gift of the God who does not hold our sin and shame against us, but the God who remembers God's covenant and promises always to come near. In Jesus' name, amen.